right. So Brad Miller will talk to us about untangling scale effects.
All right. Thanks. All right. So what I'm really talking about today is spatial analysis and how we derive what in digital soil mapping we call covariates, but basically variables that we can analyze with GIS, particularly thinking about digital terrain analysis, but not limited to that, which we might use as predictors for our soil properties. So hopefully we can all agree that scale is complicated. It's one word that describes a lot of different things. So I've borrowed some terminology from geographers, who, of course, spend a lot of time thinking about scale, and I just want to add some definitions to these things so that we're all on the same page. So if you work with raster type data sets, you're familiar with resolution, and certainly we can change the size of the resolution. It's the cell size, and that's really one aspect of scale. Another aspect of scale is neighborhood size. If you do an analysis, you choose how many cells to include in your analysis. And I'm arguing today that this term analysis scale, which actually has been used far back in mapping, by hand mapping, is the size of the unit that you draw on the map. So together, resolution and neighborhood size make what I'm going to call analysis scale. So let me give you an example. Imagine this being a raster grid, and we want to calculate something for this particular X cell. If it's easier, think about slope gradient. That's a really great example. Traditionally, in a GIS, we estimate the slope gradient by looking at a 3x3 cell window, or neighborhood size, and we fit a surface through the 9 points that make up that neighborhood. But we don't have to do a 3x3 neighborhood size. We can look out beyond that and do a 5x5 neighborhood size, or even a 7x7. So they do have to be odd numbers. But really, if you combine the cell size, so the example grid, say it's 3 meters, multiply that by the number of cells you're considering, then you have a value for how much distance across the landscape you're looking. And if you're a field scientist, this sounds a little bit familiar, you know that how far across the landscape you look is going to affect your answer for slope gradient. So really the case I'm making today is that there's a lot of papers coming out right now that really argue that resolution is really important as far as getting correlation with a particular soil property that you're trying to find. And I'm trying to say that that's only half of the story. So with the help of some data from Sky Wills, I mapped out or did the correlations with different soil properties with different terrain analyses. So in the upper left-hand corner here, we have mullock thickness for being predicted by profile curvature and R-squared values. And each of these three different colored lines are different resolutions. So you combine that with neighborhood size, we get an analysis scale. And if we think about this term analysis scale, basically those R-squared values, they track together. So when people argue that, change the resolution, you can get different correlation values, absolutely that's true. But also you can do the same thing by varying neighborhood size. So if you kind of put them together, you have this common idea of analysis scale, and they track together. Now, it would be an interesting conversation about why these peaks exist and what these peaks mean. But the main thing is that there isn't that much difference between these two if you consider both the variables and analyze them together. So in conclusion, resolution is important, but so is neighborhood size. And I really want to emphasize I'm not talking about a filter or anything like that. I'm talking about the area considered, and particularly for like slope gradient, how we fit the surface through the points that we know within that area, which means you don't have to give up resolution when you're doing this kind of analysis. So together, these two concepts, I want to argue that it meets the geographical definition of analysis scale. So really, there's different analysis scales that can capture different phenomena better or worse, and that's what we're looking at, those peaks of R-squared values. And even those R-squared values aren't very high, we know we have to combine these variables together in a model, so they're only explaining part of the variability. And I think that's where we need to think more about in digital soil mapping, is these different scales for analysis scales, detecting phenomenon scales. Thank you.